What is the deal on the iFund, and why should I care?
That's right. Well, you probably know about it, Francis, because it really has some differentiation in it. That's what it adds. It adds the what you don't have in the S and the C fund, which is the domestic stock market. The iFund is the international stock index investment fund. It invests in the stocks of companies in developed countries outside the United States. The objective of the iFund is to match the performance of the Morgan Stanley Capital International EAFE, E-A-F-E, index. The EAFE stands for Europe, Australasia, and the Far East. There is risk in the iFund. There's the risk in response to market changes, and there is also risk in response to increases in the value of the U.S. dollar, which is known as currency risk.
Mm-hmm.
In effect, you are betting against the strong dollar to a certain extent when you invest in the iFund. And, for example, last year, the EAFE index returned 7.75%, but that return included a decrease in the value of the U.S. dollar, which increased the return by almost 3%. So out of the 7.75 positive return in 2010, almost 3% of that was due to the declining value of the dollar vis-a-vis the other currencies in that fund. The fund, as I said, is EAFE, E-A-F-E, Europe, Australasia, and the Far East. It includes 22 countries. The largest countries represented are the UK, which has 21% of the value, Germany, 8.2% of the value, France, 9.5% of the value, and then in the Australasia Far East Theater, Japan, 22.1%, and Australia, 8.8% of the index.
So based on that rundown of countries, Tom, you could actually tell somebody if you bought shares of the iFund, I own London, I own France, and then you can make up the rest of
That's it. That's right. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. I spent all Thanksgiving holiday thinking that one up. What's the iFund look like as far as people participating in it?
It is our fifth largest fund. As we've talked about in the past, the G fund, by and large, is the largest fund, followed by the C fund, which everybody knows, the S&P 500. Then comes what we have termed over the last 3 weeks the forgotten funds, the S fund or small capitalization fund, followed by the F fund, fixed income or bond fund, and the I fund comes in, bringing up the rear, the fifth individual fund, with, as of the end of October, almost $16 billion invested.
Those funds, as we've talked about, are not as popular as some of the others, but I went and looked over the weekend at what we have mine and my wife's 401ks set up in, and it's interesting. The guy that set them up, that recommended to us what we should do, is a guy named Alan Roth, and he's on with me from time to time. He's on with Mike Causey, and he's the Dare to Be Dull guy.
Yes, I like him.
And he recommends in his second grader portfolio 60-30-10 spread, which corresponding to the TSP would be 60% in the C fund, 30% in the I fund, and 10% in the F, the bond fund. Now, he's also said if I could get into the TSP, I would go in the G fund instead of the F, but I can't get access to something like that, so I go in bonds for that part of the portfolio.
Sure.
So this is a place that folks should at least take a look at the prospectus on TSP.gov and learn more about, I would think.
That's right, because it gives you real true diversification. See, the C and the S fund are both the domestic market, and they tend to move together. The S fund, the highs are higher and the lows are lower because, as we discussed previously, they're the smaller companies. But the I fund, being an international fund, is distant from that. So, for example, in 2000, for the last 12 months, let's take a look at that, all of the funds have been positive except the I fund. Now, I'm not saying buy a losing fund, but what I'm saying is it shows you that it does not move in the same direction at the same time. Over the last 12 months, the S fund has been up 7.5, the C fund up a little over 8, G up to 2.5, F fund up 5, and the I fund was down 5.04 because it dances to a different drummer out there.
All right, we're going to link up to the I fund info at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Great minds think alike when it comes to all of this kind of stuff, Tom. You and I were sending each other at almost exactly the same time a piece about investing in 401ks, and there's this guy named Ted Benna who created the 401k about 30 years ago. And he's essentially writing and saying the whole idea when we started this thing was to keep them simple, that you shouldn't be trading them back and forth. So I just thought it's kind of funny that you and I saw it at about the same time and emailing each other almost simultaneously.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a classic story of unintended consequences, where Congress was first trying to limit these types of cash deferred arrangements in 1978. Ted Benno, who is the fellow who's known as the father of the 401k, was working for a benefits consultancy. He became aware of this and saw that it could be used and could be done simply, which is how he started it out with two investment funds and intended to keep it that way. However, as we know, though, we like to add things here in America. We're additive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have added a lot more funds than he ever anticipated, and a lot more other moving parts. And the consequence of this complexity, in his view now, looking back, is twofold. First, employees felt they could be more active investors, and secondly, with all the choice, a kind of gridlock gets in. So it is interesting how these things evolve. And you know, we have always said here on our end, let's keep it simplified. Let's not complify things. And it's worked out.
I hate it when you use technical terms like that.
We think it's turned out pretty well here at the TSP, based on the, you know, participation rates that we have and all the rest, and the low costs, of course. But to each his own. There's a lot of variety out there, and some people like to complify.
It's the spice of life, they tell me, Tom, that variety.
That's right.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Same here. Thank you, Francis.